Hello, and welcome to Holy Week and our devotions this week. We're going to start this week with a devotion on one of the Suffering Servant poems out of Isaiah. And so our passage today is Isaiah 52, verses 13 through 53, verse 12. So if you want to flip to Isaiah 52, and then we'll continue on into 53. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations. Kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were told, what they were not told, they will see. And what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. The Suffering Servant poems of Isaiah, you can find the other ones in chapter 42, verses 1 through 9, chapter 49, verses 1 through 7, and chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. These Suffering Servant poems, they fly in the face of what makes sense in our world. Much like Paul talks about the foolishness of God being wiser than human wisdom in 1 Corinthians 1, and as Isaiah says a few chapters later, that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Yet here in our passage, we have this innocent servant of God suffering on behalf of the people of God. The innocent lamb led to the slaughter on our behalf. Yet the innocent suffers in silence, bearing the weight of our sin and guilt to bring us back into right relationship with God. As the poem said, "My righteous servant will justify many." It makes no sense. It's not fair that the Son of God would have to suffer and die. Yet as we head towards Easter, towards the death and the resurrection of Jesus, Isaiah gives us shelf space for what is about to take place. What we read about in Isaiah 52 and 53, we almost see it play out word for word in the Gospels as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John take us through Jesus' final week. One where he's betrayed by one of his disciples, paraded through these trials, if you want to call them that, before the religious leaders and Pilate, before he's sentenced to death. As we go through Holy Week, as we prepare for Easter, I hope that you're encouraged that God showed his love for you in this way, offering mercy and forgiveness of our sins through the death and resurrection of his Son. It may not make sense to us. We may not get it completely. Just like this pandemic and when other bad things happen to people of faith and trust, and we question, why God, and where were you, and what's going to happen next? If nothing else, Holy Week allows us to ask these questions year in and year out, as we wrestle with the foolishness of God, whose thoughts are not our thoughts and whose ways are not our ways. The ways of God are often a mystery, but let us hold on to hope in a God who is at work in our world, bringing life out of death. Here are some lyrics from the hymn, "Stricken, Smitten, and Afflicted." I invite you to prayer through these. "Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. It's the Christ by man rejected. Yes, my soul, it's he. It's he. It's the long expected prophet. It's David's son, yet David's Lord. By his son, God now has spoken. It's the true and faithful word. Tell me, you who hear him groaning, was there ever grief like his? Friends through fear his cause disowning, foes insulting his distress. Many hands were raised to wound him, none would interpose to save. But the deepest stroke that pierced him was the stroke that justice gave. You who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. It's the Word, the Lord's anointed Son of Man and Son of God. But here we have a firm foundation. Here the refuge of the lost. Christ, the rock of our salvation, his the name of which we boast. Lamb of God, for sinners wounded, sacrificed to cancel guilt. None shall ever be confounded who on him their hope have built. grace and peace to you. Amen.